It's Open Mic Friday on this May the 15th in the year of our Lord 2014. I'm Pastor Tom Baker, your only host today for Law and Gospel. And being an open mic, it means you can call in with any question that might be on your mind, and we encourage you to call in early. Numbers in St. Louis are 821-0850. Toll free 1-800-730-2727. Last night we had the privilege of going to an Ascension service at St. Paul de Pere. Glenn Thomas, who used to work here at the International Center, was a preacher, did a wonderful, from my point of view, Law and Gospel sermon. Was that the reason we went? No, there was a strawberry social also afterwards. No, it was very good. We sat down with some folks and had a conversation with them. And it was just a great opportunity to remember the importance of the Ascension. I'll be preaching in Carrollton, Illinois on Sunday. And I encourage you, if you're at all in the area, drop over. We're only too happy to hear from you. And we'll be talking also about the Ascension, because that particular congregation doesn't have a Thursday night for the Ascension. A lot of congregations don't do that. And part of the reason is that it's difficult to get people out midweek. But the Ascension is so important, you really need to spend some time with it. And that's why on the following Sunday, many congregations go ahead and do an Ascension theme. And that's what we're going to be doing. We talked about the Ascension a little bit yesterday with Wes Reimnitz. And, of course, we talked about the hymn that we had on Tuesday with Mark Smith. Wednesday, we talked about a letter I had received from children of homosexual parents who are just begging the Supreme Court of the United States not to okay gay marriage because of all the unnatural things that occur. What I mean by that is God has set up certain laws of nature. You try and fly out a window, guess what? You're going to fall to the ground. It's called gravity. You try and have a marriage where there is not a father and a mother, a male and a female, you're going to have disastrous results. And all you need to do is take a look at this letter from Canada. By the way, I never even mentioned this, but if you'd like to have a free copy of that, just email me, and then we will send a free copy of that to you. Now, when you email me, I'm also going to be putting you on our email list. What does that mean? Well, every now and then, we send out free material. And along with that, we often give a really special deal on one of our products. So if you'd like to be on that list, all that happens is you get an email at your house. And if you don't want to participate, you don't have to. So, would like a free copy of that wonderful letter from Canadian children about the horrors of gay marriage, then email me at lawandgospel@lawandgospel101.com. You probably can guess the website we have. It's lawandgospel101.com. And we put up some new products on there. You may want to type that in and take a look at products. Also, we're going to have another seminar. If you missed the seminars at Emmanuel Olivet, we're going to be reproducing some of that. And it's going to be in South St. Louis. How do you find out about it? Well, you go to the website, lawandgospel101.com, and you simply go to seminars. And we have one up, although I just signed up for two more seminars. They're going to be out of state. We're going to have them up pretty soon. But this particular seminar is on June the 13th. It's a Saturday from 1 to 4. There's no cost to attend. So 1 to 4, you can come, just show up. Refreshments will be free. And we will have some items, if you would like to purchase them, at reduced prices. And the prices are really reduced, because if you buy more than one, it gets even reduced by more. So, Let's try again. The numbers 821-0850, toll free 1-800-730-2727. Any subject at all of a theological nature. That's what we need to really be hearing from you. We had talked a couple of weeks ago about the distinction between mortal and venial sins. In Roman Catholicism, especially at the time of the Reformation, a mortal sin was a really serious sin. A venial sin was not so serious. So a mortal sin would be deadly, but a venial sin would not be deadly. Well, Martin Luther showed that it's impossible for any sin not to be deadly. Because when the curse of the law comes about, it doesn't say, and whoever does a mortal sin will die eternally. No. Whoever does a venial sin, a sin that really most people don't think about as sin. For example, the Sermon on the Mount, when Jesus says, you've heard that it was said of old, thou shalt not kill. But I say to you, even if you have a bad thought or a bad word, that's the same thing. Well, that is really important to understand. So let's get to the phone lines here in a moment at 821-0850 or toll free. And this is anywhere in North America, including St. Louis, 1-800-730-2727. That's 1-800-730-2727. And I think we've got a call coming in. It's not up yet, so we'll just wait a moment. A couple of matters on that mortal and venial sin. In Lutheran circles, mortal means unrepentant. It's quite a difference. Venial means repentant. So that's one of the main things I wanted to be talking about. All righty, let's go to the phone lines. And we're talking with, is this Rochelle?
This is Huntley.
Okay, go ahead. You're on the air.
All right. Hi, Pastor Tom Baker. I was listening to the show, your show this week, and I mean all your guests. It's been, I don't know if I just, it just seems like this week is just better than ever. And I was listening to Christy, you had Christy Ann on Monday.
Yeah, Chris Ann, she's the actress who did that movie that we talk about all the time, One Hit from Home.
Oh, and, anyway, she was talking, I really personally like when you and her do, I've listened in the past to the shows that you've done with Chris Ann and there, that I've always enjoyed. And, and then I was wanting to ask Pastor Tom Baker, I wrote some notes here.
Sure, and that's me, by the way. You're on the air.
Okay.
Turn down your radio, because all that's right. Disturbing well, you. I can hear that.
Okay, well...
What's your first question, sir?
Okay, she sounds like, Chris Ann sounds, she sounds, in some ways, she really loves our Savior, Jesus, and in a worldly term, she almost sounds like a Jesus freak, which is, kind of growing up through high school and stuff, people say, Jesus freak.
I'm a Jesus freak also, as was the Apostle Paul and the rest of the apostles. The only one who wasn't was Judas.
Oh, well, me also. I'm
good,
a Jesus
good.
Freak,
and, we don't mind being called freaks because we are freaks of nature since Christianity is so contrary to common sense. So I understand what you're saying.
Well, no, thank you. That explains even more for me. Chris Ann, what's her name again?
Chris Ann.
Oh, okay, Chris Ann. She was saying that everything seems to be a miracle.
Yes.
And I looked up miracles in the dictionary. It says miracle means that it's an event that appears unexplained by the law of nature, such as an act of God. And that's the best. I'm always like...
Well, let me ask you this, and I'll tell you what she's talking about. Did you get out of bed this morning?
Yes, I did.
Well, guess what? That was a miracle. Because do you know how many people are in the hospital who cannot get out of bed because of illness or senility, or maybe they're in a coma? The fact that you're able to lift your leg and move it off the bed is a gift from God. So in that sense, almost everything is a miracle because we can't do anything of our own. That was her point she was making.
Oh, thanks. And you were saying that the blessings occur when God keeps his promises.
Yes.
And, we were talking about, like, when someone, you were mentioning when someone has terminal cancer, how could that be a human blessing?
Oh,
I was wondering. And
well, let me explain that. I've had a number of individuals in the hospital with such cancer, and what happens, their faith grows as they trust Jesus even more. But the other thing is, what a witness they become to others who had never seen them sick or anything, and yet they have not lost their faith and their trust in the Lord Jesus. So that's how that becomes a blessing. You know, the worst thing that ever happened in the world was Jesus dying on the cross, right? Because he was innocent.
I don't have the mind of...
Yeah, but that was a terrible thing. Don't you agree that was a terrible thing to happen?
Well, I don't have the mind of God. I don't,
Well, no, just from a human point of view, wasn't that a terrible thing?
Yes.
Was it a blessing?
Well, as far as biblically,
yes,
yeah,
and that's what we mean, that when God keeps his promises, even the death on a cross becomes a blessing. I don't care what's happening in your life. If you're a Christian, God is working it out to your good. He's never leaving you nor forsaking you. He's not giving you more temptation you're able to endure as you turn to him. Those are all blessed events. So it's not only positive things that happen to us, it's even, from a human point of view, negative things that God works out for our good.
Yes, that's where the miracles. And I was also wanting to ask you, Pastor Tom Baker.
Sure.
What are the promises of God that God's able to work negative things to positive if we're humans are able to trust in him? And I was just wanting your insight, beam me up. What are the promises of God that you really like?
Well, I'll tell you. The promises change that I like depending on my circumstances. For example, if I'm having a fine life with no illness, those are promises I look to, that God's taking care of us. When my son was killed in a motorcycle accident, there were other promises I looked at. I'll tell you what I would advise you to do. Go to any bookstore. It doesn't even have to be Lutheran. And just look for a book that has on it the promises of the Bible. And I'll tell you why that's a good book to have, is because all of it is Bible verses, but it's categorized. For example, you can look up, what should I look to in the Bible when I lose my job, when my spouse dies, when I have... It's got all kinds of categories. And depending on your particular experience at the time, you would look up what's bothering you. You see, that's what every sermon is supposed to be talking about. There's something that you have a problem with, and therefore the Bible verse helps you solve that problem.
All right.
Okay?
Yeah. I need
any bookstore at all, including Concordia Publishing House, if you're in St. Louis at 3558 South Jefferson.
Okay.
They've got some great books. Just look for Promises of the Bible. Doesn't matter who writes it, because if it's filled with Bible verses and categorized properly, you'll have all kinds of wonderful promises for you.
Oh, thanks.
Okay.
A million.
Well, thank you very much for calling. And anybody else may call. Our numbers are 821-0850, toll-free 1-800-730-2727. And the caller helps me to bring to the forefront what faith really is. Well, we believe that faith is in the Scripture. And if the Scripture says it, for me, that settles it. Don't need anything else. Faith alone is what is needed. But what is faith? Is faith believing the history of the Bible? Well, not necessarily. What? You mean you think the history of the Bible is wrong? No, 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 no. It's absolutely inerrant. If you were listening earlier about 8:45, Pastor Worth was on again about creation evolution, and he was doing a wonderful program again, all about how evolutionists are saying things that have no facts behind them. We believe in 6-day, 24-hour creation because that's what the Bible says. But that's not saving faith, because the Pharisees believe that also. Saving faith is believing the promises connected. For example, the ascension yesterday. There was a promise that God has given us in the ascension. And Pastor Thomas yesterday brought it out very clearly. And that was that Jesus now prays for you. We're going to expand on that in our sermon on Sunday. But you see, it's just not about him ascending into heaven. No. What does it mean? You now have someone who will pray on your behalf. Back to the phone lines. Let's talk with Mike. How you doing, Mike?
Good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, too.
Yeah, I was. Well, anyway, you know, you were talking about venial and mortal sin. Well, you know, I don't believe this stuff, even though I was raised a Catholic, but if you have a venial sin, you can confess that yourself to God, but a mortal sin, you have to go to you have to confess it to a priest, but that
right.
doesn't mean nothing to me. But anyway, what I was saying was, like, you're saying all sins the same, right, kind of?
In the sense of the spiritual, not in the temporal realm. In the temporal realm, there's degrees of punishment, like going to jail or not going to jail. But in the spiritual realm, every sin deserves the curse of the law. In the day that you sin, you shall die eternally. So it doesn't matter if you gossip or if you commit murder, hell should be your destination.
Well, see, I read something about this in a psychology book. And they're saying that the people that preach this kind of stuff, it's really neurosis, according to this person. And he said the reason why it is he said, because what you're really doing is reducing bourgeois values to absurdity when you say things like that.
Well, that's somebody who doesn't believe God's word. Of course he's going to think it's a neurosis. You know, that's his explanation for why he doesn't believe it. He puts you down into a situation. You see, a neurosis is considered a functional mental disorder.
Mm-hmm.
You know who was one of the most neurotic people in the world?
No.
Jesus Christ. He thought he was God. He thought he was the Savior of the world. He thought that by his death, your sins are forgiven.
Wow, I never thought of it that way.
That's the way you think about it. So when you're talking to the world, because apart from faith, they have no understanding of God properly, and it just sounds ridiculous what Christians say, and therefore they always attack the person. Have you ever noticed that in politics? If somebody says something bad about a politician, all of a sudden the person who said it, his character is attacked.
Right.
And instead of looking at the facts, well,
right.
What did he say? Well, this is what many, many people who are psychologists who do not believe in Jesus Christ, they think you're neurotic, Mike, because you believe in Jesus Christ. It's just unbelievable how neurotic you and I are.
Wow.
Okay?
Yeah, that pretty much says it. Okay, thanks.
God bless, and thank you, Mike, for calling. Anybody else can call. Our numbers here are 821-0850, toll-free 1-800-730-2727. The more and more I am on Law and Gospel, and we're on some 18 years now, the more I recognize that proper theology is the idea of making proper distinctions. Proper distinctions. And I'm going to talk about that in the sermon this weekend, where I'm going to be talking about what's the distinction that we find when Jesus is born. It's the distinction between the human and the divine. Had he never been incarnate, never took on human flesh, he never would have been human. And guess what? He never could have died for you. Because the only way a Savior could die for human beings, he had to be a human being. Then, how about his crucifixion and his resurrection? What are the distinctions we learn from that? Well, we learn what we refer to as his humiliation and exaltation. Now, are we just making up these words? No. They come right out of the Bible. Philippians chapter 2, where it says that he was humbled for you. The word humiliation there doesn't mean embarrassment. It means to be humbled. He took upon himself your flesh, died on the cross for your sins. Exalted, God exalted him to the right hand. And, of course, we're going to be moving more towards the ascension when we talk in that way. So his humiliation is where he did not make use of his divine powers at all times, set them kind of to the side, although occasionally he did use them, like when he told the raging sea to peace be still. But by and large, he was hungry, he was tired, he suffered pain, and he died. Something that God never would do had he not become a human being. And then being exalted means that he is now restored to all the attributes, not only the divine nature, but also the human nature. In Jesus' humanity, he is everywhere. In his humanity, he knows all things. In his humanity, he is all powerful. You see how neurotic that sounds? A human being is all powerful? No. Only God is powerful. Well, Jesus is both God and man. You see, when we go to heaven, we will not have the attributes of God. This is why I cannot understand how anyone can pray to the Virgin Mary. Had a conversation with a wonderful lady last night at the Strawberry Social who was of a Roman Catholic background, and she liked praying to the Virgin Mary. And I, what was making the point is that, you know, if you pray to the Virgin Mary, you're assuming she hears you, which means she has to be omnipresent, which means she has to be omniscient, and the Virgin Mary isn't. She's only a human being. Even if she had gone to heaven in the body, like Elijah, that didn't make Elijah omnipresent. In fact, the Bible makes very clear that even Abraham, who is in heaven with Jesus, though not yet in the body, has no contact with anybody on earth. He doesn't know anything that's going on. So there is a great gulf. Even that parable of Dives and Lazarus, although it's not really the rich man's name. We call him Dives because that's a word for rich. There was a gulf even there. You got to be careful you don't get too much doctrine from a parable, because remember, it's always kind of a metaphor, like etc. But the point I'm trying to make here is a pretty clean one. We have distinctions that come out of the historical events that are absolutely true in the Bible. But those distinctions, like being human and divine, being in a state of humiliation, in a state of exaltation. And what I'm going to be doing on Sunday is talk about the distinctions that we make concerning Jesus because of his ascension. Very, very simple question on Sunday. If the ascension had never occurred, what difference would it make? Let me say that again. If the ascension had never occurred, what difference would it make? And we believe a big difference it makes. But you're going to have to wait till Sunday to hear about it. All right. Not going to be able to take any more calls right now. We do want to remind you that we're preaching in Carrollton this weekend. service at 9 a.m., followed by a Bible study. And we're also going to be back, God willing, on Monday. Monday's the day when we take a look at the readings. And one of the readings we're going to be looking at is the 37th chapter of Ezekiel. What happens there? Well, there are dry bones on the surface of the valley, and they first receive skin as flesh and blood, then they receive breath, and they are brought to life. And what's the question we're going to be asking? Who commands this to happen? Who do you think commanded to happen that these dry bones become flesh and blood and become alive? I know who you're thinking, but you're going to be surprised. That's going to be on Monday's Law and Gospel. And please, if you want to know more about the seminar coming up in Wildwood, go to lawandgospel101.com, click on seminars. And by the way, while you're there on the front page, you can also click on to put your email address and get a free gift. And we will continue to write you with free gifts and other items. I'm Tom Baker. Until Monday then, God bless.
KFUO. You can write Pastor Baker at KFUO, 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. Or email lawgospel@lawgospel.com. We are the messenger of good news, KFUO.